Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Thursday, October 23rd. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our headlines, Roseau Central MP calls for presentation of airport emergency plan ahead of renaming ceremony. From the region, EU and FAO step up action against desertification in the Caribbean. And on the international scene, Nigeria's Boko Haram abducts more women and girls. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estates Limited and Accords Dominica Limited. The details after this.
Red Cap Rum is one of Belfast Estate's finest rum blend. Maho Whiskey, as it is locally called, is enjoyed by many in every corner of Dominica. Red Cap Rum is a blend of specially selected aged alcohols combined with other ingredients, creating an unexpected, smooth and unmatched blend. This outstanding refreshing flavor can be the base of many cocktails and can be mixed with lemon lime, classic cola, or with your favorite sorrel or orange juice for a Red Cap Rum surprise. Red Cap Rum delivers an extraordinary opportunity to share flavor and fun in any party or occasion. Red Cap Rum, drink it, but don't abuse it.
At Courts, there's an excitement in the air as we get ready for the best season of them all. With our new stylish furniture and irresistible accessories, the latest technology in mobile and home entertainment, and shiny new appliances, all from the world's best brands. Plus, you can get it all with Ready Finance, the most affordable way to shop. What's more, we've got awesome prizes and free gifts just for you. So come in today and make this the best one ever, because the season starts now, only at Courts, bringing value home.
Thanks for staying with us. Unconfirmed reports reaching Q95 News indicates that a construction worker died today after falling from a building in Picard, Portsmouth. The man reportedly fell from a high floor while working on a building adjacent to the Ross University School of Medicine. The man, whose identity has not yet been revealed, was transported to the Reginald Fitzroy Armour Hospital in Portsmouth, where he was pronounced dead. Q95 News will continue to follow this story and will provide more details as soon as it becomes available. Roseau Central MP Norris Prevo has issued a call to the Minister with responsibility for civil aviation, Raymond Blackmore, to present to the people of Dominica a formal airport emergency plan for the eventuality of an emergency in the aerodrome space. The Roosevelt Skerrett-led government recently announced a public ceremony to commemorate the renaming of the Melville Hall Airport come October 27th. Former Prime Minister Edison James has called the move by the government irresponsible. Same time, MP Prevo says there needs to be greater concern for the security and safety of persons wishing to attend the event.
The aerodrome area and the road leading to it is a dead-end road. It's a narrow road going up into the airport area there with a one lane in and a one lane out. Up to now, I'm asking the government, I'm asking the Minister of Civil Aviation, can you present to Dominicans an airport emergency plan for the eventuality of any emergency in that airport area when you organize this massive movement of people? It is a fact, even in normal circumstances, with a few people in the airport area, there is crowding. With a major crowd in that area, if anything, any emergency arises, people panic, they're trapped. You have the river on one side, you have the airport building and the fence. There's just only a little narrow escape route for traffic and for people. This is dangerous.
Prevo suggests that in the absence of such a plan, a modest ceremony should be held instead.
Absolutely not. Either you have a modest ceremony, the way things normally are done when you have reopenings, like when there was the night landing, there was a small ceremony there, or you take it somewhere else. Because to do what Mr. Skerrett is planning, he has invited everybody, and they're planning to pay transportation to bring people up there and make it into like a Labour Party rally. This is dangerous to people. It is reckless. It's against the International Air Transport Association regulations. I'm again calling on the Minister of Civil Aviation to assure the Dominican public, assure the travelers to Dominica, that this event is in keeping with International Air Transport.
In more news this evening, as Dominica gears up for the first night of the 18th edition of the World's Creole Music Festival on Friday, dancehall fans are deeply disappointed by the announcement that dancehall star Movado will not be performing at this year's festival. The official announcement was made by DFC marketing executive Leroy Waddix-Charles, who confirms that the dancehall artist would not be performing at the event on Sunday for reasons relating to travel restrictions, but the details of which were not fully disclosed.
Well, we heard some news earlier this week that Movado is unable to leave Jamaica due to reasons. He said that his management team told us that he was they tried to get him to leave to make sure that he could meet the contractual arrangements. But unfortunately, he has some stuff that he has to deal with and he's unable to leave Jamaica presently. He can't leave Jamaica as we speak. As a matter of fact, he had another concert carried for Antigua, and that concert has been cancelled also.
Meantime, Charles says the final night of the festival, Sunday, October 26, now has a revised lineup of acts, with dancehall artist Cecile replacing Movado and the first serenade band being added to the Sunday lineup.
Well, in the meantime, what we have done through some negotiations quickly to try to facilitate that void is we have contacted Cecile, and she has agreed. Cecile, the reggae dancehall artist from Jamaica, and also the winning band at the Kadaf Lipso Spectacular, that's the first serenade band. So the first serenade band from Point Michel and Cecile has been added to the lineup. So the lineup for Sunday will now be Ecstasy Band, Mikael Henson, Tabu Combo, Cecile, First Serenade, also Elvis Crespo, Fanatic, and Calypsonians to commence at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Meanwhile, six young ladies will vie for the title of Miss Wob Duet 2014 at the All Mill Cultural Center today, hosted by Dominica's Lady of Song, Ophelia Olivache Marie, and Jayasaya Benoit. The pageant, organized by the National Cultural Council and the Cultural Division, will see six young ladies compete in three rounds, namely Talent, Creole Spectacular Wear, and Wob Duet. According to a press statement, the contestants in this year's pageant are Malaysia Tavernier of Grand Bay, representing the South, Tamika Tavernier of Soufriere, representing the Southwest, Janelle David of Massac, representing the West, Shireen Dubois of Appenville, representing the North, Latoya Anthony of Woodford Hill, representing the Northeast, Desiree Cuffey of La Plaine, representing the Southeast, and Shadiska Pascal of Batica, representing the East. The reigning Wob, Miss Wob Duet, will make her final walk across the stage. There will also be an appearance by the reigning Madam Wob Duet, Veronique Nicholas. The pageant will also feature performances by the swinging stars Michelle Henderson, Sonia Lloyd, Six Form Cicero Singers, Dallas Cultural Group, Dana Peltier, Casabru Secondary School Drumming Ensemble, Paybush Cultural Group, and Pitit Savan Jingping Band. And this month is certainly proving to be a very important one in our history as a people, said Public Works Minister Raven Blackmore, as the government of Dominica and NSG Management and Technical Services Limited of Barbados signed an MOU for the upgrading of Roseau and Portsmouth on Thursday. Blackmore says a strong physical and social infrastructure is essential for a country to realize significant economic and social development. He says this project will address the inadequacies within the city of Roseau and the town of Portsmouth.
And all of us will admit that the roads in Roseau are all tired. All of us will admit and agree that our drains are inadequate in the city of Roseau. All of us will admit and agree that we have tired sidewalks. And all of us will admit that our current road stock in Roseau cannot adequately accommodate the increase of vehicular traffic. The time, therefore, is now for us to do something about it.
According to an official release, the project will include the rehabilitation of roads in both Roseau and Portsmouth, provision of parking facilities for public transport in Roseau, construction of a multi-purpose public building in Portsmouth, construction of a bypass road near the Botanic Gardens in Roseau, and a bypass road to the Cabarets in Portsmouth, and the rehabilitation of the Roseau West Bridge. In news from the region this evening, the European Union EU and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations FAO, in collaboration with the African, Caribbean and Pacific Group of States ACP, have launched a $41 million 4.5-year program to bolster sustainable land management and restore dry lands and degraded lands in Africa, the Caribbean and the Pacific. The program, named Action Against Desertification, is crucial in fighting hunger and poverty, fostering stability and building resilience to climate change in some of the world's most vulnerable areas, the program sponsors say. More than 70% of people living in dry lands and other fragile ecosystems across Africa, the Caribbean, and the Pacific derive their livelihoods from natural resources. But population growth and climate change put increasing pressure on these ecosystems, exacerbating degradation and desertification of increasingly overexploited lands. And on the international scene, dozens of women and girls from two villages in Nigeria's northeastern Adamawa state have been abducted by suspected militants, residents say. The abductions have not been confirmed by the authorities, but residents say they took place a day after the military announced it had agreed a ceasefire with the Boko Haram group. The government hopes the Islamist group will free more than 200 girls seized in April as part of negotiations. Boko Haram has not confirmed the truce. Following Friday's ceasefire announcement, the government said further talks with Boko Haram were due to be held this week in the neighboring Chad. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first a recap of our headlines. Roseau Central MP calls for presentation of airport emergency plan ahead of renaming ceremony. From the region, EU and FAO step up action against desertification in the Caribbean. And on the international scene in Nigeria's Boko Haram abducts more women and girls. Once again, the news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Belfast Estates Limited and Accords Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our news packages, simply log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on our podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.